Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to...
Thank you with us. So, thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen here. How may I help you today?
Hello.
Well, yeah, this is Barry Allen. I'm from eBay. How are you doing today?
Yeah, what was the 299? What order was it?
For iTunes gift card. Do you purchase that?
The what?
iTunes gift card. Do you purchase that? Do you authorize this person? Well?
No. It's
okay.
299.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no.
Alright, so that is the reason I can see my server, some suspicious activity in that account. So I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization. And they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you our security and block the services people. And delete this fake eBay account, alright?
Yes.
So, do you have any computer or laptop for that?
No.
Alright, do you have any smartphone like Android, iPhone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
Alright, so I'll guide you over your iPhone how to fix this problem, alright? So do one
right.
thing, put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
Alright, yeah.
Alright, and open up your app store. It's blue color app and it looks like capital A.
My what? App store?
App store. It's blue color. It looks like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Alright. Once you open that, just do let me know.
Yeah, it's open.
Alright. Now look at your right-hand side extreme corner on your screen. Do you see any search option that look like magnifying glass?
Yeah.
All right. Click on that search option and type over there any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk. It's a secure software, ma'am. We need to block the services people through this software. All right?
Any desk. ANYDESK.
Yes. 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 That's correct.
Yeah.
Then what do you see on your screen? Do you see any desk or remote desktop software?
Yeah, the green one?
The red one? What do you see on your screen?
It's like a square and a mirror.
Yeah, just read out the whole thing. What do you see on your screen?
Oh,
it's the app name?
Any desk, remote.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. You simply install this app. Do you know how to install?
Yeah.
All right. You simply install this app.
Hold on.
All right. Install and open it. Once you open that app, just do let me know, all right?
All right, yeah.
All right.
All right, it's open.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Your address.
All right. Tell me that 9-digit code. It's a security code. Tell me that code.
172.
Yes.
811.
Yes.
100.
100. Just stay on the page, okay? I'm repeat that number. 172-811-100, right?
Yeah.
Alright, just stay on the page. Now I am provide you our security. So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Don't do anything. What do you see on your screen? Just do let me know, alright?
Alright.
Alright. Alright, what do you see on your screen?
Security warning.
Alright, now below that security warning, do you see any I am aware of the risk or I trust this call? Do you see that?
I'm aware of the risk.
Yeah, click on that checkbox and click on that accept. Do you see any accept option? Just click on that.
All right, 9A. Oh, but it's a timer. It's on timer.
All right.
Four,
do you see any?
Three, two, one.
All right. Do you see any start? All right. Do you see any start broadcast? Once you click on that accept, do you see any start broadcast option?
Yeah.
All right. Click on that start broadcast. All right. Now you simply stay on that page. Don't do anything. All right, don't do anything. Stay on. All right, you successfully connect with our server. Okay, don't do anything. You simply get back to the home screen. Get back to the home screen.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now I'm transferring this call to my senior, okay? He'll be guide you how to fix this problem, all right?
Only one question.
All right.
For the order that was made, that means I paid for it?
What's that? I didn't get you.
Is the order that register can cancel?
Yes, he'll guide you how to fix this problem, okay? Don't do anything. You simply get back to the home screen, okay? Don't do anything stupid because some overseas people, like foreign people, hacked your IP address, all right? So don't do anything stupid. I'm transfer this call to my senior. He'll be guide you how to block them, okay? How to fix this problem, all right?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department and they have explained it to you that what is going on to your personal details, right? Now, may I know that what are the conversations that you had with the eBay department and after spoken to them, what do you have understand after spoken to them?
They said that there was a person that I was not even aware of, and someone is using my IP address, something like that.
Yes, right. Now, do you have got any idea about IP address?
No.
Actually, the thing is that each and every person has a driving license number, and on the driving license, each and every person have got some different numbers on it, like this. Your IP address is being compromised, like somebody else is using the same IP address, the internet protocol address of yours, and they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Okay? Now, may I know that how many devices which is connected with your internet connection?
How many devices?
Yes.
Sorry, I can't understand what the question is.
I said that how many devices which is connected with your internet connection? Like how do you browse internet apart from this mobile phone?
Just this mobile phone and my other mobile.
All right. And who uses the application that is World Remit?
World Remit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's mine.
Have you ever used that World Remit before?
Yeah.
Okay. Because as I can see that they are targeted on your World Remit account, because your World Remit account is connected with your bank. So that is the reason why they are keep targeting you. Alright. Now can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your World Remit account once? That do let me know.
Yeah, it's logged in.
Okay. And on the World Remit, like, can you see any option? It says activity on the middle of your screen.
Yeah.
Okay. And where you have transferred funds through this World Remit?
Just back at home.
And like, which country you have sent this money to?
Just Fiji.
All right. Now you just swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen. Now, as I can see over here, that somebody else has got the same internet IP address, and they have got all the internet activity, like they have been connected and established on your whole internet network. So that means, till now, whatever the activities you have done on the whole internet connection, they have got all the information, they have got all the details. Okay, so any moment of time, if they manage to get that $299 transaction, they can easily manage to get all the money out of your bank account. So we don't want that without your permission, anyone can take any money out of you. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
First of all, you do one thing, you just log in into your, Combank once and do let me know. And as I can see on the server that the transaction which has been trying to be made and attempted, it's trying to be made and attempted out of your savings account. Now, which one is your main account which you have got the debit card? You have got the debit card of the Smart Access? Yes, right.
Yeah.
Now, you just do one thing. The money that you have got on your savings account, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just transfer the funds from your savings account to your Smart Access before we put the security? Because it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time on your savings account. Now, for a time being, you just transfer the funds from your net bank saver to your Smart Access for a time being. Now, after once you will gonna putting the security onto your bank, onto your account, you can easily transfer the money the way it was before on your savings account. All right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, now give a click on pay on the bottom. Can you see pay?
Yeah.
Give a click on pay.
Yeah.
Now give a click on transfer between accounts. You are just transferring the funds from your savings to your Smart Access. All right? Because the money that you have got in your account, it is no longer safe at this point of time. So give a click on pay and then give a click on transfer between accounts. Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
Yep.
Yeah, done.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just allow me some moment. And apart from you, does anyone have got your bank account details of your bank?
Yeah. Just my partner.
Your partner, right. And, like, because the money that you have got in your net bank saver, which is account number ending with 0107, the hackers are keep targeted onto that account. Okay. So I want you to transfer that money from your net bank saver to your Smart Access. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you do one thing.
once you've done that, if you've done that, you just come back to your home screen then.
Hold on.
As I can see on the server that, you are doing that, you need to do that on your Axis account, have you done that? Hello?
Yeah, hold on. Still doing.
You need to listen to me. What you are doing?
Yeah.
What you are doing?
Transferring the money from the 0107.
So I have told you to transfer the money from your net bank saver to your smart access.
Yeah.
So as I can see on the server that you have done that to your net bank saver account. Not onto your smart access.
Yeah.
Can you just listen to me and follow my instruction, or are you will gonna do that by your own self, whatever you want to like?
I'm listening to what you're saying.
You're not listening to me, what I'm saying to you.
Is this some kind of prank or what?
What do you mean by that? Do you think that I'm trying to, call you up and trying to prank you all the time? What do you mean by that?
We need to
save your money. I'm not joking over here all the time that you can do whatever you like. You are doing by your own self. You just need to listen to me or else you will gonna lose all the money. Do you want me to authorize the transaction, which is not authorized by you?
Okay. Do you have WhatsApp? I want to talk face to face with you, please.
Do you think that a government agency can talk to you over the WhatsApp?
And do you think I'll follow this?
Does that make any sense?
It will once I see your face. Because you're not the only one calling for these things. I've got calls also already like this.
But that doesn't mean that you can blame somebody or just someone like this.
I'm not blaming you. I just wanted to get the bottom to this. That's why I'm asking you if you could call me or not. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that a government agency can WhatsApp you or can call you over the phone?
Let me see. Yes.
Are you a nonsense?
No.
So why you are talking like a nonsense?
Look, no one is a nonsense, no one is stupid, no one is whatsoever that you're trying to call me names right now. And with that kind of tone, do you think that the agency from the government talks like that in order to get to the bottom of it?
Do you know how to talk with a government agency?
And do you know how to talk with a kind of tone to a person that is new to this country?
So you are not listening to me. How can I guide you then if you are not listening to me?
You want me to listen, all right? Then call
yeah,
me.
You have to listen. I don't want you to listen. You have to listen or else you will going to lose the money. Now, this is up to you that what do you want.